Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday evenings on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats with head coaches Keith Christine and Lance Bergman. The St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Browns Electronics in Beloit, Nextech, and by Willow Spring Services in Beloit.
Welcome to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Keith Christine, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Jays, joining us here for the final time this season. Coach, you finished out your regular season with a 56-22 win over Lincoln there last Friday night. You got out to a 38-0 lead and really just kind of went on from there. It was your third straight undefeated NPL regular season, so I know you're proud of the girls for that. Overall thoughts, what do you think about the win over Lincoln on Friday?
Well, I'll tell you, Dusty, I really thought we were really well prepared, and the girls came out with a lot of intensity and desire to start the game out, and that showed by getting up early. You know, and you look at being up 38-0, offensively, we must have had a heck of a game. Yes, we did, but defensively, I thought, is where we probably played better because we were able to create some things defensively, pushing the ball down the floor and in transition, and then able to hit some shots. And, you know, I mean, we just shot an unbelievable percent. I'm going to say up around 70% in that first quarter. And, you know, it's just really good to see us have a quarter like that there. And we kind of continued into the second quarter and got some subs in there in the second quarter. And you know, I thought our intensity level was still there, but Lincoln decided to get going just a little bit, you know. Second half rolls around, and we did a lot of subbing and some different combinations of things to make ourselves better here as we go into postseason, but also looking down the road for to next year also. And, you know, we were able to finish the game out with a nice win and, you know, go undefeated in the NPL regular season, which was great to have again. But, you know, Dusty, we wouldn't be where we're at right now if it wouldn't been for our three seniors. We had great leadership out of all three of them. Brenna, you know, sustained the injury in the conference tournament, but, you know, she just developed all along. Too bad we've lost her, but, you know, we're starting to play pretty good ball without her. Liz, she's been a tremendous on the floor. It just seems like she keeps picking up her game, and Logan Eilert, she's just consistent each and every game. Knowing her role and doing what she needs to do to make our team better. Dusty, it's not even just about the basketball that I'm seeing. It's just the leadership that they show throughout the school and everything that's going to make them a great young women. We're setting really good, but 19-1 means nothing. We got to, you know, get together and be ready to take on Thunder Ridge for the fourth time.
That's tonight. Just real quick thoughts on Thunder Ridge in this semifinal matchup with Substate.
They're a great team, and they do a lot of things well. We've been fortunate enough to play well this year against them defensively and offensively, and even in the conference tournament when we lost Brenna and dropped an overtime loss to them by 2 points, you know, we had some young girls out there on the floor doing some things that I didn't think they could. So, you know, we've developed a little bit of depth. 2-1 in regular season against them, that doesn't mean anything. We're going to have to show up and be ready to go. They got more depth. So, you know, if we're able to keep our five core girls on the floor for a good number of minutes, you know, it should be a tough challenge for us. But, you know, we'll have to execute offense, get rebounds, and that's something that I felt like that the first three games against them, we have rebounded the ball extremely well against them. We're going to have to continue that. We just got to play together as a team for us to be well in order to hopefully win.
Keith Christine, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jays. Coach, this is our final locker room chat of the season, so we thank you for taking the time all year to join us, and best of luck the rest of the way here.
Well, you know, Dusty, thanks a lot for all the games that you do throughout the whole year and for all of our sponsors out there, and look forward to talking to you again.
Stop in Brown's Electronics at 705 North Mill in Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all their new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2 terabyte hard drive and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Brown's Electronics, 705 North Mill and Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
No water in that kitchen sink? Think Willow Springs Services. Stool won't flush? Think Willow Springs Services. Flip the switch and no light? Think Willow Springs Services. No power in that outlet? Think Willow Springs Services. AC won't cool? Think Willow Springs Services. Heater won't come on? Think Willow Springs Services. Hey, I see a pattern here. If it doesn't work, call Willow Springs Services and they can change all that for you. Give us a call. Willow Springs Services, 785-738-2474. Your local Bryant dealer, Bryant. Whatever it takes.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're joined by Lance Bergman, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jay basketball team. Coach, you finished out the regular season against Lincoln on Friday night. You win 57-27, your 4 straight undefeated MPL regular season, 54 straight MPL regular season wins as well as you finished out that championship. Just some quick thoughts overall on a big win there against Lincoln on Friday.
Well, you know, it was last home game for the senior boys. They were excited about it. We just came out and changed up the starting lineup just a little bit. Let some of the kids that hadn't started yet this year, the seniors, start. And I thought we came out ready to go and just having some fun, relaxed, and, you know, just trying to enjoy the last game of the regular season and the last game at home for those seniors. And we came out pretty well focused, ready to go. And, you know, Davis shot the ball pretty good to start the game. And we just kind of went from there and then played around with a little bit of the lineups. Just trying to have a little bit of fun and enjoy the last night. And yet, you know, trying to get it to where we could play as long as we could in 4 quarters. So I thought the boys did a nice job of finishing out the regular season and just got another nice win at home. And it was just a good night for everybody and an enjoyable game to finish out the regular season at home. And just pretty proud of the boys and just the way they had worked all regular season to get to the point that they were, and it was just kind of a nice finish to the regular season, of course, which, you know, the boys enjoyed it, but that's not really what they've been looking forward to. Mm-hmm. They're really been looking forward to getting into the postseason and trying to do some damage going into the postseason. So, great regular season. Was real excited about it and all that, but everybody always talks right now, everybody's 0-0, and nobody... except for the teams that played on Tuesday, you know, they're 1-0 with a win. We get a bye, I guess, a win. But right now, everybody's undefeated, and if you don't win at this point, you get to go home. So we're looking forward to get to this point, and I was really proud of the regular season.
Semi-start with Stockton coming up on Friday night. You'll have them at the first game there at 6. They had a little bit of a rough game there against Lake Sap. They ended up winning it by 9 points. So when you look at Stockton, I know it's a team you're not real familiar with. This is the first time you've ever played them as far as St. John's Tipton's concerned or the cooperative. What do you need to do against Stockton to have success and move on to the championship game?
Well, first off, you know, they've got some height. They like to get the big guys running a little. I know they can shoot the ball really well. I know they didn't shoot it extremely well to start the game against Lake Sap. And I knew that Lakeside was going to give them a good game, and I thought, you know, that one could go either way, just depending on who knocked down the shots that night. And it sounds like Stockton knocked down, you know, a few more than Lakeside, obviously, to get the win. But I know they're got a kid that can shoot it really, a couple kids that can shoot it really good outside. I watched the film on them. One of the kids was shooting it from the volleyball spike line, so I know they've got some range if they get some rhythm going. I know the Coffee kid's a big, strong kid that's going to, you know, make us have to work hard on defense and make sure we rebound. And then offensively, we got to make sure we take care of the basketball against them and don't give, you know, any possessions away. And, you know, that's kind of what our goal is, just come out and play the way we have all season long and try to get it taken care of. And it's going to be a tough matchup. It'll be a good matchup, a team we haven't ever played. I haven't ever coached against them. I know that. So, you know, some things that will be a little bit different, but that's what happens this time of year. So hopefully we'll be ready. We've been going to have a few practices in before we play them, and then just go over and come out and play our game, and hopefully we perform the way we're capable of, and, you know, just keep our season alive.
Lance Bergman, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, here in the Locker Room Chats. This is our final Locker Room Chat, Coach, so we thank you for taking the time all season long, and we'll look forward to accompanying you here in the rest of the subs there, right?
Hey, sounds good. Thank you, Dusty.
Our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Browns Electronics, Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit, and Nextech.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
No water in that kitchen sink? Think Willow Spring Services. Stool won't flush? Think Willow Spring Services. Flip the switch and no light? Think Willow Spring Services. No power in that outlet? Think Willow Spring Services. AC won't cool? Think Willow Spring Services. Heater won't come on? Think Willow Spring Services. Hey, I see a pattern here. If it doesn't work, call Willow Spring Services and they can change all that for you. Give us a call. Willow Spring Services, 785-738-2474. Your local Bryant dealer, Bryant. Whatever it takes.
Stop in Browns Electronics at 705 North Midland Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all the new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2 terabyte hard drive, and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Browns Electronics, 705 North Mill and Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
We continue in the Northern Plains League with Lakeside Knight head coaches Travis Eberle and Drew Dusky. For the latest NPL information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, the State Bank of Downs, and by Nextech.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94 and kittycountry94.com. Travis Eberle, the head coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights, joining us here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we actually have a couple games to talk about. Real quick, we'll cover that Sylvan Lucas game. You jumped out to a really big lead there on them on your senior night and ended up with a big win, 64-29 on Friday. Why do you have so much success there on Friday night?
Well, you know, I think the seniors, you know, came out. They knew it was their last game, and, you know, all three of my seniors that I started played very well. And, you know, when we come out and press right off the start, I think it just kind of got everybody going, because we got some good steals and scored some easy buckets, you know, and got to the foul line. And I just think it kind of set the tone for the game, you know. Even the bench players, you know, were all excited, and, you know, that makes things a little excitement goes a long ways, and I thought we played well and you know, deserved to win.
Quick thoughts on Rock Hills. You got out to just a 6-2 lead at the end of the first quarter, but then opened it up with a 21-1 second quarter. You go on to win 54-10. What do you feel about the first round of the sub-state there on Monday?
Well, you know, we come out pretty flat. I wasn't real happy with the way we performed in the first quarter and made some substitutions and kind of got the fire lit underneath them a little bit. Decided to put a little pressure on them and try to get our girls moving, you know, so we could get things going, and it seemed to work. And, you know, and come away with a good win there. Rock Hill's been struggling, but I think they've improved a lot over the season. And you know, we took care of business, and now we're ready to take on Stockton.
Tough semifinal matchup coming up here with Stockton as this airs on Thursday. That's tonight. So taking a look at the Lady Tigers, they're 18-3 after their first round bye. What do they do the best that concerns you?
Oh, you know, they got a lot of different things. They shoot the ball well from the outside. They put pressure on you at all times. You know, they press the whole game. You know, we have to come out, and we have to take care of the basketball, be patient on the offensive end, and, you know, and play solid defense. You know, you're not going to stop all their shooters because they got too many of them. And, you know, if we come out and take care of the ball and you know, shoot open, you know, take the open shots when we get them, and, you know, hopefully it's an on night for us, and, and kind of take care of their outside shooters and don't let the Hamilton girl get started on the inside, I think, you know, it'll be a good game, and, you know, it'll probably come down the wire. But if we can hang in there long enough, I think we can come away with a win, if as long as we do what, you know, what I ask. If the girls do what I ask them to do, I think it'll be a good ball game.
Travis Eberle, the head coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights. Here in the final time, we'll talk with Coach Eberle on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we certainly thank you for the time and enjoyed talking Lady Knight basketball with you, and best of luck the rest of the way here in Substate.
Yeah, I appreciate Dustin and appreciate everything you guys do for the area schools and the Locker Room Chats and covering the games.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all of your banking needs. Checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC. This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. We're joined by Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside boys basketball team. Coach, a couple games since we talked last. Unfortunately, your season has come to a close here. You lost in overtime to Sylvan Lucas 44-42 on Friday, and then a 46-37 tough loss in the first round of Substate to Stockton on Tuesday night. Going back to that game on Friday, what stood out the most? I know you guys had a lead, and they made a comeback down the stretch to win it in overtime.
Yeah, and, you know, Sylvan is a good team. You know, they're ranked in Division II in the state, and we thought we could match up with them well. And you know, that was a game deciding whether we'd finish, I think, fourth or fifth in the league. But, you know, we played really well. There's no negatives I can take away from the game. I think that's the best overall game that we've played this year. It came down to free throws at the end. You know, they made some big shots in the fourth quarter. And we weren't trying to stall. We were just trying to burn some time off the clock, and we knew they were going to foul us. And I think we were one or two for six or something like that in the last 2 minutes, and that's what allowed them to get back in it. And then overtime, you know, I think it's easier to play from behind sometimes than it is to play with the lead. And you know, you're coming from behind, you get into that overtime, and I think you kind of got some momentum, and they really carried that momentum with us. But I think we scored maybe 2 or 4 points in the fourth quarter and overtime or something like that. So our offense just wasn't there, and we just didn't hit free throws at the end.
Yeah, again, you fall to Stockton on Tuesday, 46-37. Not probably a whole lot different scenario there, where you actually had a lead at halftime and they were struggling from the floor, and they hit two really big threes in the fourth quarter that really kind of put you guys down. But overall thoughts on Stockton there on Tuesday?
Yeah, and, you know, Stockton, they're a good team. You know, they don't have a very, very deep bench, but, you know, the guys they put on the floor, they're athletic and they can jump. And we knew they'd try to probably play us man, which they kind of switched it up and played 1-3-1, which kind of threw us off a little bit in the first half. But, you know, I thought we played well. Again, you know, it's kind of our mantra all season. It kind of came down to offense, and our offense was kind of, you know, struggled a little bit, you know, and, that, you know, give credit to Stockton's defense. They kind of disrupted us some, but you know, they made some runs there in the fourth quarter, and we couldn't match that. And then, you know, it just kind of snowballed from there. So, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, we just couldn't really find the offense there in the fourth quarter to try to climb back into it.
Just give me some quick thoughts on this season as a whole, man. What an improvement it was from going 4-17 last year to an 11-11 finish this year. You're going to miss a couple seniors that contributed a lot in Austin Strode and Dawson Johnson, and another one in Jacob Ward that's going to be gone from your program. Just overall, what are your thoughts on this season?
Yeah, and, you know, it's disappointing to drop the last three games. I think they were three games that, you know, we all thought that, you know, we could win, and I still believe that, you know. They were all close games that we were competitive in. But like you said, you know, 4 wins last year to 11 this year, you know, we made quite a jump. And I got to give credit to the players. You know, the attitudes were good. The work ethic was good. And, you know, Dawson, we had to move him. I made a decision to move him from, you know, guard to post, and you know, he adapted to that really well. You know, Strode matured and was able to be stronger inside and take it to the basket. And, you know, Jacob, you know, didn't get a lot of playing time on varsity, but, you know, he was a good, you know, good guy during practice. You know, he helped out the JV and you know, made it competitive for the varsity guys while we're practicing. And, you know, they're going to be guys that it's going to be hard to replace next year, but I feel like we've laid a good foundation, you know, to build on coming for next year's basketball season.
Drew Dusky, head coach of the Lakeside Knights. Coach, we thank you for the time all season long. We've enjoyed talking Knight basketball with you and wish you the best down the road. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Dusky.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the State Bank of Downs, Brushart Corporation in Downs, and Nextech.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
This message brought to you by Brushart Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brushart Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year. The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all of your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, signed certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
We continue our Thursday locker room chats with Rock Hills head coaches Matt Railsback and Matt Hesting. Remember to catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday evenings on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web at kdcountry94.com. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are sponsored by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Kears Thriftway in Mankato, and by Bonert Welding in Jewel.
Welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 with Matt Railsback, the head coach of the Rock Hills girls basketball team. Coach, season comes to a close on Monday with a 54-10 loss to Lakeside in the first round of Substate. Just overall, what were your thoughts on Monday's game? It was 6-2 after the first quarter, so I'm guessing you felt fairly good about your defensive effort there early in that one. Just overall, what were your thoughts of that loss to Lakeside on Monday?
Yeah, you know, I thought, like you said, our defense was really good, even, you know, the whole game. Where they got us was when they were half-court trap or full-court press and got run-out layups. You know, that's hard to do anything with. But I thought our defense was probably some of the best we played all year, but our offense just struggles from time to time, and we have a hard time scoring. And then when we turn the ball over, that doesn't help anything either. But, you know, I have to commend the girls on trying hard, even though they knew that was a tough game going in, and they gave it their all and left it all out there.
So you finished the season here now 0-20. Just kind of looking at this year, I know it was a rough year for you in your first campaign as the head coach there, but what are some of the things that stand out about this group this year? I know that they fought hard and stuck it out and did the best they could just from talking with you every week, but what are your thoughts overall in your first season?
You know, there's a lot of positives that
this team has done all year. You know, they go in, they fight hard every game, they never give up. With limited numbers, they do a really good job of playing defense without fouling too much. We haven't had too much foul trouble all year. Just a team that the chemistry's there. Now we just got to understand the game a little bit better and keep getting better over the summer. And that's what we're hoping to do is get some more games in this summer and get them in and work with them. Because you're not going to get any better if you pick up a basketball for 3 months during the season. It takes a little off-season work to get better, and that's what we're hoping. And we were fighting some injuries. You know, I lost Caitlin May there at the beginning of the season, who was averaging about 8-10 points for us. And then I should have Bailey Dunston and Jaylee Ortman back next year, who were two of our leading scorers for him last year, mm-hmm. Which is going to help, and that's going to help our offense a lot. And then our junior high girls coming up had some success this year, which is going to help. And hopefully we can have about 15 or 16 girls out next year, be able to play some full JV games to get those younger girls ready to go for when they have to step up and play some varsity. But I got to commend the girls for playing with a lot of heart, a lot of want. Even though the season didn't go the way we wanted to, we were in a lot of games. Now we just got to get over that hump, and next year is going to be different. We're going to come out, and we're going to be ready to play, and we're going to win some games.
Matt Railsback, the head coach of the Rock Hills Lady Grizzlies, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, well, thank you for taking time this season all year. This is our final Locker Room Chat, so we'll look forward to talking with you again next year, and best of luck down the road, right?
All right. Well, thanks, Dusty. I appreciate it, and it was good talking to you.
At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. At the pharmacy, you'll receive personalized care and exceptional customer service. Remember, now is cold and flu season, so get the remedies you need to stay healthy at Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in today and let them take care of you. Mankato Professional Pharmacy in beautiful downtown Mankato. Don't miss the great savings down for Tuesday at Cure Striptway, downtown Mankato. They have the meat department, fresh family packs of bone-in center-cut pork chops for $1.99 a pound. South for Tuesday, Cure Striptway, downtown Mankato. There's a great savings out for Tuesday, Cure Striptway, downtown Mankato. They have Best Choice Medium Eggs, a dozen for 69 cents. Limit, please. South for Tuesday, Cure Striptway, downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
And welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94. We're joined by Matt Hesting, the head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies. Coach, your team finishing with a 41-29 win over Thunder Ridge on Tuesday night to advance to the semifinals of the sub-state there in Osborne. You get 15 from Jake Spiegel and 10 each for Tyson Heiger and Brady Jeffrey. A little bit different look than the first time you played there in the game against Thunder Ridge in Kensington, where it was a little bit higher scoring. You won 41-29 in this one. What are your overall thoughts of the way the game went on Tuesday?
Well, you know, I thought it kind of started kind of blah. I don't know. I, when you get this time of year, you start getting into a little bit different atmosphere on some of these games, you know, where you're not in that routine of JV games, then a girls game, then a boys game, and halftime warm-ups and all of that. So you kind of have to overcome that, you know, a 6 o'clock start and no game before. It adds a little bit different feel to the game, and I didn't think we did a very good job of warming up and just being ready to play and everything. You know, I don't think Thunder Ridge did either. Thank goodness, you know, we jumped out to 11-0 lead. I don't think they were quite ready to play, and I felt like we were just a step slow and not very energetic. But as the game progressed, we got done what we wanted to do. The hail kid had hurt us really bad when we played him out there 10 days ago, and we wanted to take him out of the game, and I thought we did a really good job of that. And the kids got more active as they went along. Our rebounding was good. I thought our shot selection was pretty good. They of course, was in the zone, and we had to be patient and did a good job there. I didn't think our focus was very good at the foul line. So there was a few things there that maybe just had a little bit to do with the atmosphere and just being in a different gym and being postseason and everything. So that's pretty pretty understandable, but overall it was good for us to step it up and get a little bit better win. And then, of course, them not having Van Eaton in the lineup, that didn't hurt us either. But we're missing Jella, too, so it was kind of an even deal on that.
You move on with Osborne coming up in the semifinals on Friday night at 7:30. What do you need to do against the Bulldogs to be able to pick up one and make it to the championship?
Well, we're going to have to be very energetic. That's the first thing. I mean, we are really going to have to play hard and play fast, because I know Osborne will. You know, it won't be one of those games where you're going to be able to just take a breath of fresh air and relax on an offensive possession or a defensive possession. I mean, we're talking 32 minutes, probably 45 to 50 possessions, and every one of them is going to matter. The kids have to get that into their head and be ready to handle that challenge of just being tested on every catch and every defensive sequence, and that's just the main thing. If we can come out with good energy and really hustle, I things have a tendency to even themselves up in sub-state, because the pressure's there for both teams, and it's just a matter of being prepared for it and handling it and stuff like that. So we're hoping that we have just a little bit better prep before the game and just a little bit more energy and readiness to play when this one. And I think we will. I think just the fact that it's a semifinal, that'll take care of itself.
Matt Hessing, the head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies, for the final time, looks like ever, here on our high school basketball locker room chats. Coach, we certainly appreciate your time, and I've enjoyed talking with you over the last 13 years since I've been here, and wish you the best of luck with everything down the road, all right?
And you've made it very easy for me, and I've enjoyed visiting with you and all the radio stations and the coverage in this area and stuff. You guys have been great, and I always like talking basketball, and I'll continue to do that when I see you around, and I really appreciate all that you do. Thank you very much.
Our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Keir Swiftway in Mankato, and Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
There's great deals down for Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. They have Hormel Black Label Bacon, 12 to 16 ounce selected varieties for just $2.99. It's now for Tuesday, Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. No Mississippi Savings now for Tuesday, Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have fresh boneless beef rump roast for $2.49 a pound. It's now for Tuesday, Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. At the pharmacy, you'll receive personalized care and exceptional customer service. Remember, now is cold and flu season, so get the remedies you need to stay healthy at Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in today and let them take care of you. Mankato Professional Pharmacy in beautiful downtown Mankato.
We now turn our attention to the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs and their head hoop coaches, Emily Carney and Mark Spears. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. And you can also hear all the exciting action online, KDCountry94.com. The Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chats are sponsored by the Bennington State Bank.
Welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and online, KDCountry94.com. We're joined by Emily Carney, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Lady Mustangs. Coach, you finished out your season with Lakeside in the regular season, a 64-29 loss, but then you moved ahead to Substate, first round action against Chase, the third time you saw them, and this time you get a win. You're 2-1 against Chase this year and won the most important one of the season, a 49-43 win there on Monday night. What stood out the most in that win against Chase on Monday?
Well, we started slow in the first half. We got ourselves down by, I think, 9 at halftime. But then the girls just came back out, and they fought hard. And we had one of our sophomores come off the bench, and she kind of was a game-changer for us. And we just managed to get stops in the right spots and, you know, attack them. I think we got them into some foul trouble, and we were able to get to the line, and we converted on our free throws.
You'll move on now in the semifinals to take on Wilson. Wilson's a team you've struggled with a little bit, especially defensively this year. They scored 66 the first time you played them and 69 the last time you played them. I guess what are the things you need to do to improve on that this third time around against Wilson to try to pick up a win?
Yeah, we've been focusing here on picking up our defensive pressure on them. You know, we've got to somehow make them make mistakes and not just let them stand wide open shooting-wise. And, you know, try to get them to force turn over the ball so that we can, you know, try to score on the other end.
And that's Emily Carney, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Lady Mustangs. Coach, well, thank you for taking the time to join us all season long here on the Locker Room Chats. This is our final chat this year, and we wish you nothing but the best here as you finish out Substate and into the future, all right?
Thank you.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? Bennington State Bank is family-owned and is committed to the communities they serve and to rural Kansas. They've been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. They pride themselves on being a leader in agriculture and agribusiness solutions. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank. Visit Bennington State Bank at bsbks.com or on Facebook, member FDIC.
And welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94 and kittycountry94.com, our final chat of the 2017 season. And we're joined by Mark Spears, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas boys basketball team. Coach, one game since we talked last, as you finished out the regular season with a 44-42 overtime win at Lakeside on Friday. You get 20 from Dylan Streit and 16 from R.J. Harbour. And you knew that Lakeside was going to compete tough with you, and you pull out the two-point win. What were your thoughts there on Friday night?
Yeah, it was great to get a win like that. You know, we kind of got off to a good start to begin with, and got in a little bit of foul trouble, and you know, things kind of went south during the second half. We got down a ways. I think we were down 8 with, I don't know, 120 something to go, and six with about a minute to go, and I don't know, we were able to get forced into overtime and able to take care of business in overtime. But yeah, Lakeside gave us a great effort, and we had to play pretty hard to get the job done.
So pick up the win there and finishing out the regular season with that game with a record of 15-5. You're 16-5 with the first round bye, the 1A Division II Substate that you guys are hosting. And now you have Elyria Christian, a team that scored 80-plus against Tescott in the first round. I know you talked, when I talked to you last week, you said you had gone down and watched them play against Central Christian. You knew they'd be a tough get in the second round here. What are your thoughts about Elyria Christian in the semis and what they bring to the table?
Well, they looked awful good last night. You know, everything the shot went in, and Tescott, you know, got off to a decent start, and then things kind of went south, and it just kind of snowballed from there. But yeah, they got a nice group, got some decent size, got some athletes, and you know, it's going to be one of those ball games. You know, we're going to have to play well to win. It's not going to be one where you can show up and play kind of a, you know, heck of a mediocre ball game and expect to win. So. Our kids are looking forward to it. I think it'll be a good matchup for us.
Mark Spears, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs, here in our Locker Room Chats. Coach, this again, this is our final Locker Room Chat, so we want to thank you for taking the time over the past few weeks to talk Mustang basketball with us, and best of luck the rest of the way here in Substate.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate the coverage you guys give us. You guys do a heck of a job up there. Anytime, you know, we get a chance to talk about and recognize our young people, you know, I think that's great for them, and we really appreciate what you folks do.
Our Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? Bennington State Bank is family-owned and is committed to the communities they serve and to rural Kansas. They've been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. They pride themselves on being a leader in agriculture and agribusiness solutions. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank. Visit Bennington State Bank at bsbks.com or on Facebook, member FDIC.
Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the basketball coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmen, Lincoln Leopards, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.